From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The head of NATO called today for the alliance to link its missile defense systems with the U.S. and Russia against potential new nuclear threats from Asia and the Middle East. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
NATO's new Secretary-General Anders Fogh Rasmussen's appeal for unity came a day after the U.S. shelved plans for an Eastern European missile defense shield. The shield had been a major irritant in relations with Moscow. Fogh Rasmussen, who is the former Prime Minister of Denmark, took up his post in August. He used his speech to urge the linking of U.S., NATO and Russian missile systems, saying that old foes must forget their lingering Cold War animosity. Fogh Rasmussen said that long-range ballistic missile technology in the hands of such countries as North Korea and Iran threatens the West and Russia. Meanwhile, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin gave his first reaction to President Obama's decision to scrap the missile defense plan, praising the move and urging the U.S. also to cancel Cold War-era trade restrictions on Russia. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
In northwest Pakistan, a huge suicide bombing outside the town of Kohat killed at least 25 people today, including women and children. Many others were injured. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Authorities say that a vehicle laden with over 300 pounds of explosives detonated on a busy intersection. Shops, cars, and a hotel were damaged by the blast that also caved in a market. Today's bombing was the second attack in 2 days in Kohat, a rough-hewn garrison town with a history of violence between the Shiite and Sunni Muslim sects. The BBC's Urdu service reports that a caller claiming to represent the organization Lakshar Janwi Al-Alami told Pakistani media outlets that the group carried out the bombing. The LJA was founded as a Sunni extremist group to carry out sectarian attacks against Shiite Muslims. But the district police chief dismissed the suggestion and blamed Taliban militants. Today's attack underscores the upheaval in Pakistan's northwest frontier province, where the Taliban has been openly warring with Pakistan's army. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The death toll from yesterday's double suicide bomb attack on the African Peacekeeping Force headquarters in Somalia has risen to 21. The UN Secretary General, the U.S. Ambassador to the UN, and the African Union have condemned the attack in Mogadishu. The Wall Street Journal reports the Federal Reserve is considering much stronger oversight of compensation policies at banks. The Journal says the proposal would make pay for tens of thousands of bank employees subject to Fed approval. Sources tell the newspaper that a final proposal is weeks away. It would need approval by the Federal Reserve's board, but not by Congress. Stocks have been falling overseas today. This is NPR News. A federal tax credit designed to give the housing market a lift will expire on November 30th, and there are more than a dozen bills in Congress to extend it. The White House says its economic team will make a recommendation to President Obama on whether to push for an extension. It's evaluating the tax credit's impact on home sales. The credit covers up to 10% of the home price for first-time home buyers. House lawmakers have approved a bill that ends government subsidies for private lenders in the student loan industry. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Under this bill, the government would issue student loans rather than subsidizing private lenders to do it, a move Democrats say could save as much as $87 billion over the next 10 years. The bill puts the money saved towards funding for community colleges, expansion of the Perkins Loan Program, and funds for early education. New Jersey Democrat Robert Andrews praised the bill as fiscally responsible.
The underlying bill saves the taxpayers money, significantly expands educational opportunity, and reduces the deficit by $10 billion over time.
Republican opponents argue it's an ill-conceived government takeover. The GOP, however, was successful in getting support for a provision attached that would ban the community organizing group ACORN from ever receiving federal funds. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Wet weather continues to cover much of the Mid-South. Most of the state of Georgia remains under a flood watch through tomorrow morning, and that includes nearly all of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Forecasters are predicting more rain after heavy rains soaked most of the state this week. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.